Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's been a nice break, but as always, I'm bringing you consistent videos, and although it's a little bit of a struggle at points, just trying to find time to make sure you fit everything in, because I feel like I'm always picking up a new task, learning something, and learning about something new. Like, I just downloaded this free ebook by this guy that Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, co-signs like really heavy. And he, in that book, he said that he has a pretty much like guaranteed way to create a information sharing business. So I'm going to read more of that. There's a lot of pages, but I'm definitely going to look into that, because I just want to have as many resources and assets as I can to just generate revenue. And if I can do so by teaching, although I'm not an expert in any field yet, that's something that's great. And so, I mean, that'll come with time, soon come, especially with music making. I'll become an expert in that field. Hopefully it's possible to become an expert in motivational speaking, I guess. I mean, I would assume so, but well, I'm just rambling on right now, but just giving y'all a little update of where I'm at right now and putting things into perspective, okay? So, as always, I watch a bunch of videos, a lot of informational ones, and I like to watch more so interviews of successful people. And I was watching one about Rob Dyrdek, and I watched another one about Tony Hawk today. And so the thing Rob Dyrdek really focused on was clarity. And with clarity, he was mostly saying having a clear vision of what the end is. And he referenced this one book. I've heard of it, but I don't know the name off the top of my head right now. But I think it's Start With The End. And pretty much when you create a plan for a business or something, excuse me, you want to start with the end goal, okay? And why you're even creating the business in the first place. You should hopefully have an outcome that you want to have with the business. And I don't know about you, but most people, I feel, don't just create something and then say, okay, now what? I want to make a painting. Okay, now what? I want to be a professional soccer player. And then, okay, well, what are you going to do about it? I don't know. How you gonna get there? I don't know. You usually should have some type of plan or action or something. And I mean, as common sense as that sounds, some people don't really do that because it's hard, and it kind of requires you to plan strategically. You just can't throw things together. With failure being inevitable, it's not that big of a deal. Well, I should say that big of a risk, because there's risk involved in anything that you do. There's risk involved when you leave your house outside and get in a car. I mean, there's risk in everything. But I think that there's more benefit and greater benefit to doing something risky when it comes to your passion and putting yourself out there and really striving to reach those new levels. And when you have the vision of everything and how you see yourself, it kind of helps put things into perspective. You should, I don't want to say you should, because I don't have a definite answer on everything, but I like to kind of set up a way for me to envision myself down the line in the future and say, okay, this is where I am. This is the person I see myself becoming. This is where I want to take as a step in the next day or whatever it may be. And with clarity, I watched another video of how to level up in 2018. and it had all these people. It had Michael Strahan on it, and it had this one lady on there. I was driving, so that's why I didn't read the name, but pretty much this really spoke to me what she said, and I'm going to do this because this was like one of my biggest struggles, definitely. She said she used to be someone that would plan for success in the long run and winning in the long run, winning in 10 years, and she would try and do that, but that's really overwhelming. So then she said she started winning the days. And what that means is, okay, if you have 10 hours, I mean, outside of work, you're able to win those 10 hours. And winning can be you going to the gym because you said you were going to, you eating healthy because you said you were going to, you working on your passions because you said you were going to, and you doing it, you recording that episode of the podcast, you writing that poem, reading that book, writing that blog post, or posting a video, whatever it is, making that phone call, you're doing something to help you win. And once you win that day, you win the next day. You win 5 days, now you're on a 5-day win streak. You win all 7, now you've won a week. You do the same thing next week, now you've won 2 weeks. And then before you know it, you've won a month, you've won 2 months, you've won 3 months, now you've won 6 months, now you've won 9 months, now you've won the whole year, you see? And that's just a tip. I really was taken aback by that because I never thought about that. And I felt like she was calling me out personally because I related to that on a spiritual level. That was probably the greatest advice that I've gotten all year. It was much needed. And I feel like it's going to lift a lot of pressure off myself because I always look to, okay, in 5 years, I should be making money off of beats or something like that. And it's like, dude, how about you just focus on what's on right now? You focus on getting that day done. And then don't even compare. Because Tony Hawk, in his interview, he said he didn't really care about standings or being the best or anything. He just cared about getting better and learning more tricks and just becoming a better skateboarder. And look at that. With that mindset, he became a legendary skateboarder, and his first skateboard ever is now hanging in a Smithsonian. That's insane. I don't even know his skateboard was in the Smithsonian until today. I was like, what? I gotta go back and see it. Because his priorities were different. And if you're like me, you want a lot of money. You want to be able to live. Well, my rationale is not just so I can buy a Lambo. My rationale is that so I can live how I want. I can live free and without worry of money. I can take care of other people, lend out money. I can just, if I gotta buy something, it doesn't hurt me because it's all relative and it's all materials, it's all things. I have enough to afford it. So like if I need to buy another tire because I had a flat, then okay, it doesn't hurt me. I'd probably go buy a used one anyway. Or maybe just a cheap new one. Like, why would I do anything crazy when just because I have the money, I'm wealthy. I'm not rich. I'm wealthy. That's what I'm striving to be. And that's what I am right now. I'm not working towards being wealthy. I already am wealthy right now. And when you have that mindset, being wealthy is all about a mindset in general. But that'll be spoken on in a later episode. So just a little teaser right there. And just wanted to give that tip. Like I said, man, if you're able to win the day, then you can win the next day. And it can just keep going and adding on. And having the vision, the clarity of what you're doing, it allows you to align your vision, your path, your goals, and your future and your destiny. Billionaire PA, man, one of the most inspirational guys, and he's just an amazing, amazing, amazing individual. Excuse me, very amazing. He has a quote, and I was just thinking about it. He always talks about having a wealthy mind, and he says his mind is wealthy. Well, that's what it is. When your mind is wealthy, man, I was really trying to not forget that quote. I should have written it down, but he, oh my gosh, what is that? All right, well, I'll probably think of it later on because that's usually what happens. Stuff comes back to me, but pretty much he speaks about the mind playing a huge role in how you shape your future. And when you have your words and your tact tight and you're really aware and you're really, what's the word, you're really I guess on it, then you'll be able to speak everything into existence. And that's powerful. It's huge and it's a real thing, but the misnomer that comes behind that is the fact that people think just because you speak it, that's all you need to do, and that's wrong. You need to do more. You need to go do the work, and you need to keep up. You need to keep on, and you need to keep going. You can't stop. Tony Hawk said this really, and it really stuck out to me today too. If y'all don't watch videos, like motivational videos or just interviews, man, you can get a lot of freaking gems. I just call any good piece of advice a gem because it's shiny, it grabs your attention, and it's long lasting. Gems don't really get destroyed that easy, so you know they're very valuable and worthwhile. But Tony said, majority of people that aim to be the best, you see them make it to the top, and then they get complacent and they get comfortable. And then what happens? You start to lose some skill. You start to fall off. You become less popular. Rob Dyrdek is an example. He was one of the top skateboarders out. And then he was like 23 at the time. He said he just started getting heavy into drinking and smoking weed. And he just wasn't really focusing on skating. And then when he tried to come back to skating, he was lacking in skill. And I mean, I've seen it because I used to watch the Barracks competitions where they would play skate, and Rob, I think, lost every single one I watched. And I was just like, dang, Rob, I thought you were good, bro. Like, what's going on? But when your head isn't in the game, I mean, that's just an example of something that can happen. So that's really what I wanted to focus on today. Just the importance of making sure you know what the end goal is, but focusing on everything one day at a time. And I'm low-key preaching to myself, but I feel like that's exactly what I need. And I feel like a lot of people need to hear that, especially when you're driven and you have a lot of things that you want to do all at once. Jeez, excuse me. You really need to put things into perspective and learn how to balance things without overdoing it and without hurting yourself. And in turn, making the time that you put towards something a waste. There's a difference between being busy and being productive. That's shout out to Billionaire PA. I don't want to give away all his gems right now, but I really encourage y'all to check him out if y'all haven't. He has a TED Talk that is fantastic, and his story is just really amazing. So, yeah, that pretty much wraps up today's episode. Please let me know, like, what have you been struggling with? Have you felt the same way that I have? I mean, I know I can't be alone in my thinking, and, like, if y'all have felt the same way, don't be afraid to share it, you know? Let me know, because I'm always down to talk about it, discuss, and maybe together we can figure out some tips and tricks and just try new things, you know, brainstorm, experiment, all that type of stuff. So, yeah, thank you for listening, and just, I'm here to help y'all. Yeah, I really am. I'm just here to bring value and just make y'all think of something differently or look at something that you haven't looked at before and then just analyze it, think about your life, tailor it, or even just try something, or even if you even if you give something a glimmer of thought, then I've done my job. Right? Because that's all I am. I'm just a vessel here to help people succeed, reach their dreams, and I'm just here to help people in any way they need to be helped, because we're all in this together, like I always say. And without each other, we're nothing. So yeah, with that being said, please, please reach out to me. Y'all know how to contact me. If you don't, add me on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter is all I am Alex Davis. All lowercase, at I am Alex Davis. So yeah, feel free to connect with me. I'm always down to talk, always down to chat. And yeah, that's all I got for y'all today. So see y'all in the next episode, and y'all have a good one. Peace.